All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Tragic end at a quarry in Gloucester. Governor Baker signs a voting rights bill. New feature coming to Twitter, and the celebrities getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Another celebrity breakup, and Diddy may have made the biggest mistake of his life, and it's got Chris Brown written all over it.
Romero has your sports.
You might think it's stupid that I say that we should extend the month of June for like another 30 days. But when I tell you why, you'll be on petition.org signing it real quick like a psycho.
But first, the body of an 18-year-old was recovered from a quarry in Gloucester. The teen jumped into the water from a high rock with a friend. The friend resurfaced. They did not. Foul play is not suspected, and the incident is still being investigated. Governor Baker has signed a voting rights bill into law that would make mail-in ballots and early voting permanent. It does not include being able to register and vote on Election Day, though, a change that some activists were looking for. Something new coming to Twitter for people who want to write more than 280 characters. I like the idea of this. They just started testing. It's called Notes, like your note app.
It's called a blog.
And yeah. Basically, it's like having a mini blog.
Right. Oh, okay.
It would allow you to write and publish long form content. So.
I mean, usually when people put that on Twitter, it's called an apology or trying to show someone why you weren't wrong in the situation where everyone's trying to cancel you or whatever.
And the whole reason why Twitter became so great was because you had to shorten your thoughts to, you know, few
but
sentences.
Then it got annoying, and then they put it to 280, and now
society, make up your mind. Seriously, I want more. I want to talk more. I want to talk more. And I want to talk less. I want to talk less. Oh, I need pictures now when I talk.
The class of 2023 getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been announced. The motion picture category includes Ludacris, Uma Thurman, Vince Vaughn, and also a posthumous honor for Paul Walker. In the television category, we have Martin Lawrence, Everett's own Ellen Pompeo and Ralph Macchio. And the recording category includes Mark Anthony, the Jonas Brothers, Lenny Kravitz, oh, I love him, and Charlie Wilson.
I gotta say, this actually sounded like I didn't hear anybody who I immediately disagreed with, where normally
somebody should have had them already, I feel like.
Yeah, like a lot of times you'll name someone who like maybe is on a TV show that's been successful for 2 seasons, and I'm like, they're going to go walk a fan. Get out of here.
Right, and it's interesting that Ludacris got it in the motion picture category and not in like performance.
Oh, my mother loves him as an actor. She barely knows him as a rapper. She knows him as an actor, though. She loves him.
Well, let's go with what Luann says.
Yeah.
Follow her on Snapchat for more.
No! Stop that!
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, another celebrity breakup to tell you about. This one actually hurt me a little bit, and I know not a lot of people like this family, but still. Kendall Jenner and NBA star Devin Booker have broken up. Now, they've been dating for 2 years. Well, no, but the reason I like them specifically is because you never heard about them doing anything. Like, she never posted, he never posted, he wasn't on the show. Like, they were just very quiet, under the radar couple.
But I have a question.
Yes.
So, if you like that so much, would you do that for yourself?
What do you mean?
If you get into a relationship, like, would you not...
How do you know I haven't been in a relationship, Pebbles?
Because you can't keep anything to yourself.
No, well, seriously. I mean, no, because honestly, Well, I mean, the last time I was in an actual relationship was a very long time ago, and I think I posted that person on Facebook once. So, yeah. It's not always about, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
It's not always about social media.
No, I'm just like, you like that about that, and yeah. I'm just curious if you would do it
for yourself. I like it about them specifically because her family is just always the exact opposite. Anytime they do anything, it's all over social media,
right.
And they try to capitalize off of it. Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have been a couple for 2 years, and I bet there's a lot of people out there that didn't even know it, because neither one of them ever posted anything with each other, and sources are saying that they were on very different paths. One of them obviously wanted to get settled down quicker than the other, but neither one has unfollowed each other on Instagram, so they're saying they might get back together soon too, but who knows. The cool thing though, I think,
unfollowed each other on Instagram,
well, everybody, you know, the internet spies are always on top of that stuff, but like the number one thing I think that says a lot is that he was never on any of the episodes of the show. So I mean, I don't know, who knows what'll happen with them, but I did like them. Quick heads up, tonight is Omarion versus Mario in a versus battle. But that's not all. There's going to be a couple of pre-battles. It starts at 9 o'clock. You're going to get Ray J versus Bobby V, which I think that'll be good. I actually really, really like Bobby V, and I'm going to take him in that one. And Pleasure P, who I do like Pleasure P. He had a couple good songs, Boyfriend Number 2 and Did You Wrong, another good one. But versus Sammy.
Sam Garbage.
Now, listen, Sammy had one great song that I loved, Come With Me. Google it and listen to it. It's a very good song. Other than that, though, I can't really think of much more.
Could you imagine being like the pre-show for a Versus?
I haven't watched Versus since it was on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, I love it still.
I'm over it.
Listen, and a Versus where the main event is Omarion versus Mario.
Listen. Each one of them has a mega hit. If Mario, listen, Mario, all he has to do is Let Me Love You and Omarion Icebox. That's going to be it for me.
That's pretty much all they can do.
No, they can do more. But those two songs are just such good songs.
I miss the days when people were going out, when Teddy Riley was
Teddy
like,
Riley.
What's going on?
I miss the days when Versus, you know, didn't suck.
You stop. And Diddy made the biggest mistake of his life when he had a chance to sign Chris Brown, and he said no. On the Drink Champs podcast, Chris Brown told the story of how he was part of a duo with a friend when he was 12, and he met Diddy, who turned him down.
A lot of people don't know, Diddy turned me down. I'm gonna keep it 100. So I was like 12 at this time. This was before I didn't, and when I linked to Def Jam.
Okay.
But it was me and one of my production manager's son named TJ. He's my brother to this day. But me and him were like a group. You know what I'm saying? So
what was the name of y'all group?
Man, we didn't have no name. We just was,
this is why he ain't signed y'all.
You didn't have a name, and TJ still is your production manager's son. That's his title. That means TJ sucks. So that's, I could see why. And you were 12. I mean, you can't really, like, you know, you can't really fault Diddy being like, wow, Diddy, how did you drop the ball on that one?
Right.
You know?
Well, and also other Chris Brown news, too, by the way. He is dropping his album Breezy tonight. He had the 24-song track list released yesterday. He'll be having collaborations with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, Jack Harlow and Tory Lanez. Breezy will drop at midnight tonight. All right, here's Romero with sports.
Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
Our team!
The Red Sox!
Yo, the Red Sox are killing it in June. Let's just keep, once we hit July, let's just call it June 31st, then June 32nd, because they're killing it right now. They won again. Now the Tigers suck, but still they swept them. They won 6-2. Their next game is tomorrow night versus a team that doesn't suck, Cleveland Guardians. All right, that's tomorrow night, 7:10. Colorado Avalanche hockey fans, they're one game away from being Stanley Cup champions because they defeated Tampa yesterday 3-2 in game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Will they win it all? We'll find out tomorrow night. 8 o'clock. Sad news out of the NFL. Actually, sad news out of Baltimore, as far as the NFL is concerned, because former Ravens defensive tackle Tony Siragusa passed away yesterday at the age of 55. You might remember him more from being like a sideline reporter for games and stuff like that. He played back in the day, but people knew him more recently as being like a sideline guy on TV and stuff. He was like funny and jokey and stuff. And current Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson was found dead yesterday at the age of 26, and they're suspecting an overdose of some sort. That's crazy. Now, like I told you, Red Sox, they're not playing tonight. Stanley Cup, That's not happening tonight. There's really nothing good on. Oh, wait, there is something good. The NBA draft. That's happening tonight. Nobody cares about the NBA draft anymore. It used to be like the thing. It used to be like.
I didn't even realize it was coming up soon. That's how much I didn't care about it.
It used to be bigger than the NFL draft because you knew that the first handful of dudes were guaranteed to be stars. Mm-hmm. Not just like in the league, but guaranteed to be pretty much stars. And then since then, it's fallen off. Now you're getting dudes drafted early that you never heard of, which is weird. But will the Celtics find the next Jason Tatum? I don't think so. Will the Celtics find another starter for the team? I don't think. Will the Celtics find a serviceable bench player? Highly doubtful. They have pick number 53 out of a total of 58 picks. And this isn't like the NFL where you can find a Tom Brady that low. Wow. Once you get drafted after like, once it hits like double digits, you're pretty much done. So anyway, that is your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Margaret Schroeder, she's an avid runner who felt a pain in her knee last year. Well, turns out there was a large mass behind her knee that ended up being a very rare type of cancer. She thought she would never run again, but she was determined to save her leg. She got help from a surgical team at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and they performed an 8-hour surgery last fall. It was a success. Margaret will run this year's BAA 10K this weekend to raise money to support the research of her medical team. Oh, and while she's been working on her recovery, she's also in the middle of completing her PhD. So good for you,
Margaret. That's it and that's all?
That's it and that's all. That's your good news.
Oh, one more thing I forgot about in sports. Speaking of that, next year, you know how usually when the Boston Marathon happens, everybody's covering it?
Yep.
Somehow they struck a deal with Channel 5.
Yes,
Channel
5
is going to be the only channel.
I did see that.
Covering the marathon. So now the other channels are going to have to do that thing
ESPN
where they...
ESPN and Channel 5.
Yeah. But now the other channels are going to have to do a thing where like where they pretend like nothing's going on that day when that's all anybody cares about. Kind of like when Super Bowl Sunday's happening and other channels are like, oh, it's just a Sunday.
Right.
Here's nothing.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.